All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, back in spring training, most observers could have made the argument for the Los Angeles Dodgers to once again be in the National League Championship Series. But that was not the case for the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers barely missed the playoffs last year. They fell one game short of getting the last wild card spot in the NL. But they turned it around this year. They never gave up. Credit to their front office for making the right moves coming down the stretch. And the Brewers entered the playoffs as the hottest team. They caught the Chicago Cubs to tie them for the lead in the NL Central. They forced a one-game playoff, a 163rd game in that matter. They won that, and then they went on to have the best record in the NL and get home field advantage. And on top of that, Milwaukee swept the Colorado Rockies in the National League Divisional Series. Now, for manager Craig Counsell, he really has his finger on the pulse of this team, and you look at the contributions that the Brewers are getting up and down their lineup. Outfielder Christian Yelich, who was acquired during the offseason from the Miami Marlins, is more than likely going to be the MVP of the National League this season because he is doing everything. The Brewers also have a former NL MVP in their lineup in Ryan Braun, but you look at the contributions of the likes of Jesus Aguilar, two former Kansas City Royals that helped that franchise win a title in 2015, in Lorenzo Cain and Mike Moustakas, and of course the former Boston Red Sox, Travis Shaw. You look at this bullpen that the Brewers are throwing out there night in and night out, with the likes of Joaquin Soria, Jeremy Jeffress, Josh Bader, and Wade Miley, and they are covering up and protecting the likes of Yolis Chacin, who's in that starting rotation for the Brew Crew. Now, the Dodgers will not be pushovers in this series. They won the NL West for the sixth consecutive year, and they have some veteran guys who have been there, done it, with the likes of Justin Turner and Yasiel Puig. But where would this team be without the contributions of a guy like Max Muncy this season? He was an afterthought when the Dodgers picked him up, and he is a big-time contributor, and he's a big reason why the Dodgers are able to win the NL West this year. Manny Machado did not have a big series versus the Atlanta Braves in the LDS, but with his pending free agency, I really expect this guy to get it going and at some point put this Dodgers team on his back. Now, the Dodgers got a big relief in their victory over the Braves, if they did not have to solely rely on Clayton Kershaw to win games in that starting rotation, as the likes of Hyunjin Ryu and Walker Buehler stepped up as well. But it's going to need to be Kershaw, Ryu, Walker Buehler, and Rich Hill, as well as this bullpen that has to find a way to slow down this Milwaukee offense. Kenley Jansen is still one of the best closers in the business, but it's all about that middle relief for the Dodgers to get to Jansen in the ninth inning. Now, the Dodgers, they have unfinished business. They want to get back to the World Series and win. Of course, they lost to the Houston Astros last year in seven games. But right now, I'm looking at the way that Milwaukee is playing. And again, I cannot emphasize this enough. The Brewers are the hottest team right now in Major League Baseball, and that has to factor in some way. Thus, I don't see the Dodgers being able to cool them off, and I'm going to take the Milwaukee Brewers to advance to the World Series for the first time since 1982, as they will defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers in six games. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.